Communication addressed to the shareholders meeting. Ellen G. White. Lift the standard higher and still higher. There is a great work to be done, and there is no time to be lost. Canvassers are to be educated and trained to do the work required in selling the books upon present truth which the people need. Our young men and young women may do a good work in canvassing if they will obey the words, "Take heed to thyself and to the doctrine." Self must be disciplined. The young men and young women who give evidence that they are truly converted and who take up the canvassing work may consider that this work is the very best preparation for the ministry. The canvassing work involves the performance of the highest moral duties. In this work, there will be many temptations which will test whatever integrity and strength of religious principles and habits young men have in their experience acquired. The whole period of life is a brief season of trial. Those who take hold of a work so important as the canvassing work must constantly guard self, lest Satan shall obtain the advantage. A multitude of petty temptations will assail the one the Lord is testing, and if he stands firm as a rock to principle, it is because he makes the Lord God his trust every moment. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Let the sincere cry from the soul be, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." True workers are not careful to make special conditions whereby they may secure favors and have a very pleasant time in self-serving. But many canvassers go into a hotel and obtain their meals there, when they should make self-denying, self-sacrificing efforts to obtain accommodations in a humble cottage. But whether you go to a cottage or to a more stately mansion, let it be known that you are Christians, that you love the service of Christ, that you love missionary work, that you are carrying a class of books of the highest value. Obtain entrance if you can, and if possible, sell helps enough to give you a bed and something to eat. If you can, obtain the privilege of conversing with the family. Ask them if you may have the privilege of uniting with them in their morning and evening worship. Thus doing, you have committed yourself as a follower of Jesus Christ, and no one will be more in need than you of stirring up the gift that is in them. Show that you realize that you are in a useful line of duty and honorable employment, that you are doing missionary work. If there is water to be brought, modestly ask the privilege of doing this. The numerous kind acts you may do, though small, will win for you respect, and an order, it may be, for a book. You can find friends if you ever show yourself friendly, and you may feel every day that you are in an educating school. More bookmaking. Much more bookmaking needs to be done in the Echo office. This institution has not been favored with donations as have the printing establishments in America, and there are not here workmen who are thoroughly and understandingly connected with the work. Those who bear the heaviest responsibilities have not been strengthened and sustained by the churches in their prayers, and in realizing that the prosperity and success of the work is largely due to the attitude of the churches. If the churches do not feel that the work done in the Echo office is a most important work, and that the workers need their sympathy and hearty, intelligent cooperation, this deficiency will be a drawback to the work. Complaints will be made in regard to the men who carry a heavy load. Discouragements come upon these men because of the unconsecrated elements in the churches who love to talk and say, "Report, and we will report it." They are making more work for the men who are already overburdened. All who daily consecrate themselves to God to hold up the hands of those who bear responsibilities, God will bless. We are engaged in a great work, and Satan will use all his power to win to his side the men and women who could cooperate with God in doing a precious work if they were sanctified, cleansed, and worked by the Holy Spirit, if they had warm, true hearts of tender love, and give due respect to those whom God has appointed to carry a great and important work. The men engaged in this work have been and will again be wounded by those who think and speak evil and create feelings of distrust and jealousy, which should not be tolerated or kept alive by unsanctified tongues.
The publishing house is the Lord's house, and it is not to be desecrated by those connected with it. Every worker employed there should put to the stretch nerve, brain, bone, muscle, and sinew to make the publishing house all that God designs it to be. The Lord's blessing will rest upon the managers and the workers if they will learn lessons in the school of Christ, wearing Christ's yoke, and working in Christ's lines, as every believer should. When they are doing this, God says of them, "Ye are laborers together with God." Christ is to be honored and glorified by every soul who connects with the work. The false tongue, the suspicious remark, the evil surmising, and jealousy have done great harm to the work and workers in the office. The Lord has been dishonored, and his work retarded, because the sacred fire has not always been used. The common fire, in feelings, devisings, and speech, has had its influence and has brought discouragement, weakening the hands God designed should be strengthened and upheld. The Lord has opened ways and means and given evidence that this work is His and that He will bless those who will work interestedly in connection with it. There have been those, and unless constant watchfulness is exercised, there will ever be those who are not true and faithful. Men and women who are not able to discern the sacredness of the work given them to do. Seeing, they see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. Their will is not on the side of the will of God. They do not love the truth, and it has not a sanctifying, refining influence upon them. The time will come when the sensual, the proud, the careless in heart, those who are opposed to the truth, will have to be separated from the office. Darkness will close about them, and soon, very soon, the cry will come from unfeigned lips. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and my soul is not saved. They are gathering in bundles with the tares to be consumed by the fires of the last day. The Lord would have a company of youth brought into the Echo Publishing House, and there tested and tried. If under the instruction they receive they do not improve, but show that their hearts are gross, that they do not care to be converted from the error of their ways, all the light shining about them becomes darkness to them. They call good evil, and evil good. Their testimony is not reliable. They dishonor the office by remaining in it, and should be separated from it. Those who will be worked by the Holy Spirit, the Lord will qualify by His grace. He will let the light of His countenance shine into their hearts, giving them clearness of thought and knowledge, such as He gave to Daniel. He will fit them to do His work. These workers will exert a right influence, and their very countenances will reveal their pure, correct, temperate habits. Unbelievers will take knowledge of them that they are superior in their ways, their speech, their demeanor. For like Daniel and his associates, they carry their credentials with them. The Lord would have the Echo Office stand high in the estimation of all who believe the truth. He would have the believers in the truth sustain this institution and give tangible proof of their confidence in it. Thus they will honor God, for the Lord has made the Echo Office an instrument of His appointment. It is to be conducted on high and holy principles, making manifest that the seal of heaven is upon it. The Lord has His eyes upon it, and angels will work with the workers.
Not a mean transaction in any business dealing is to be done, in behalf of believers or unbelievers. The Lord would have the publishing house stand as a faithful sentinel to advocate the truth. Rays of light are to go forth from it, to penetrate the moral darkness which covers the earth. Let our brethren and sisters have words of encouragement and confidence to speak of this, the Lord's instrumentality. God calls upon them to encourage the workers who have to carry the burdens, for He is working with them. He calls upon His people to recognize the sustaining power in this instrumentality. It is God's work. Honor the Lord, then, by doing to the utmost of your power to give it the influence it should have. Mrs. E. G. White.